I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, it's Cougars at 30 update right here, 97.5 VKSL Sports Zone. Kalani Sitake calls that Oregon game a missed chance for this season for the Cougs.
They're definitely disappointed from last week's performance, but a lot of things we can learn from after reviewing the film. You know, I see it as a missed opportunity. I wish we would have played better, but it's important for us to learn and improve from that last game to this next week coming up against Wyoming.
For big-time banking with a home team feel that you can count on, Zions Bank is for you. Zions Bank, bringing you your Cougars and Ute updates every hour. More to go right here around the corner. We're going to chat a little bit of Utah versus Arizona State coming up here. Jake Anderson covering the Arizona State Devils next on the program. Stay right here with us.
You know what time it is?
Your home for the best football coverage in Utah is on the KSL Sports Zone. The Cougars return to Provo for a battle against Wyoming this Saturday at Lavelle Edwards Stadium. Keep it locked on the Zone for the best coverage of Cougar football. This is Unrivaled, presented by G2G Bar on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Unrivaled, 97.5 VKSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery, former NFL quarterback Scott Mitchell, former Ute quarterback Scott Mitchell, to my left here, as usual, every day here on the show. What a wild time to be a Sun Devil or a Sun Devil fan or a Utah fan watching the Sun Devil game down in Tempe this weekend because, of course, Herm Edwards, the Rev, after some tumultuous years down there in Tempe, of course, dismissed. And now Sean Aguano is the interim head coach for Arizona State and the Sun Devils officially starting up this week. And they've got a tall task right off the bat playing the reigning Pac-12 champions. Jake Anderson covers the Arizona State Sun Devils for Arizona Sports, arizonasports.com. Our sister station, or do we say cousin station, brother station? Jake, what do we do?
I think we're going to assist the solution. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, you bet. Wild times. We all just assumed, I think maybe at Pac-12 Media Day in 2021, we were all kind of going, there's no way Herm Edwards makes it through the season. And he did, and he started up this season. Was it a surprise it took this long for Herm to be escorted out of the building?
I mean, since the season got started, talking about this year, we were kind of shocked at the timing of it. We were kind of starting to speculate after the loss to Eastern Michigan that, hey, the next three games to open up Pac-12 player against three top 20 opponents, maybe you do it after Washington. That's the bye week for Arizona State. We were kind of trying to speculate there. And then obviously when the news dropped on Sunday, I wrote an article kind of like, why is now the right time? And there's a bunch of different reasons as to why we can speculate to that. My biggest reason would be that Sean Aguano is a former high school coach here in Arizona. He coached Chandler, is one of our powerhouse programs here in Arizona, and his understanding of how high school football works in Arizona and recruiting wise to kind of save face and save recruiting for, because, you know, we don't know if he's going to be here after the season, but Arizona State only got, I believe it was six high school recruits in their last class, and only two of them were from Arizona. So that just speaks as to how many kids are not even staying in our own state. And so I think that was one of the biggest reasons why, just because he's been at the high school level so recently. He joined at ASU just a few years ago.
Now that there's a thing called the transfer portal, and the guys that, you know, maybe from Arizona that aren't going to Arizona State, what about the guys that are Arizona State right now and maybe feel like they want to go? Where's the sense of the team about the players and staying and going, and what's their position?
So coming into the year, you had 43 new guys on this roster with, you know, the sanctions that are, you know, potentially coming for the alleged recruiting violations. And it was kind of the theme of the preseason during camp was that this team is here together because they chose to be here. And they were all kind of bought in kind of thing. And today was actually the first day of practice under Aguano. And we only had a short media availability during practice, but there was an energy in the air that was palpable. I mean, you could feel the pep in the step from the players. The music was not only different, but the music was playing during some drills. And the biggest change I saw was how involved Aguano is in every individual drill. Ray Anderson, the athletic director here, I mean, he kind of created Herm to be the CEO almost of this pro-style model that they were using for recruiting. And Herm Edwards was not really as involved on the field from what I saw coaching. It seemed like it was more the coordinators. It seemed like it was more Marvin Lewis vocally on the field. And today you really saw for the first time in a while the head coach really being involved in everything. So I think it's a rallying call just to get behind the head coach, because he's going to be the guy that's here for the rest of this season. And if you want to save this season for the older guys, and if you're a younger guy who still has eligibility, I mean, you still got to put something on tape if you're looking to get out of here anyway.
Jake Anderson joining us from Arizona Sports, talking Arizona State. And as Utah comes in, tall task right off the bat. You have a Utah team who is hell-bent on kind of reproving that they are a top-10 team after that Florida loss. And now everybody who's lining up in front of them, I think they're trying to prove something a little bit extra now to get back a little bit higher into the rankings. So what's the estimation here as they get into conference play and start up things against the conference champions, Utah?
I mean, from the vibe that's down here in the Valley, and specifically in Tempe, from a fan standpoint, I mean, the morale is low. I don't think anyone's really expecting ASU to do much against Utah. Obviously, Utah's a very good football team. But from a players and coaches standpoint, and talking to them over the last couple of days, you know, it's a big challenge. It's a big test. But, I mean, this is it. This is how you stack yourself up against the best of the best, especially the teams that are in your conference, and, you know, and this was a couple of years ago, in your division. So it's going to be a tall ask, though. I just today the defensive coordinator Donnie Henderson was talking about how Spencer Sanders and Cam Rising kind of remind him of each other, and how if you look at the film from the Oklahoma State game, it really didn't do much to get to Spencer Sanders. I mean, there was a couple of times where they hit him, but I mean, he pretty much had time in the pocket. He had time to run. And just try to stop the run after what Eastern Michigan just did to Arizona State. It's just a tall order, just because those are two of the biggest strengths of Utah's game, obviously. And then from ASU offensively, you really haven't seen anything outside of the run game to hang your hat on. I mean, the pass game's been okay. Emory Jones, obviously a transfer from Florida. But it almost seems like there's either a lack of trust in him from the offensive play calling standpoint, the lack of aggression at times when it's like, okay, you got a minute 30 in the half and two timeouts, and they don't try to score at home against Eastern Michigan when they're losing. It's kind of like, at what point are you going to try to push the ball down the field and play football? And now you have a Utah team coming in here that's, you know, so much better than Eastern Michigan, and you just got embarrassed by Eastern Michigan at home. The guys definitely believe in their ability. We saw what they could do for three quarters against Oklahoma State on the road, but it's, again, it's going to be a tall task against a team that knows you very well in Utah.
It seems to me that it's almost not fair, where everyone who was involved in the issues, you know, that are before the NCAA about the recruiting violations, they're all gone now. I mean, Herm, all the assistant coaches, and the innocent people are the ones left to kind of pay the price for that. What's the feeling about that? I mean, is there some kind of leniency or something from the NCAA when they make a decision in a case like that? It just seems a little unfair to all the people that are left.
Yeah, that seems to kind of always be the issue, or the, I guess, the bad part about an NCAA investigation is obviously you get rid of whoever the troublemakers were, but the ones that ended up paying the actual price are the kids, right? The ones that didn't do anything, the ones that were just doing their job, doing their part, and now who knows what those sanctions are going to be. It could be lack of scholarships. It could be no postseason play for X amount of years, and that's going to affect to this program and this team going forward. I mean, if you just look at Arizona State's roster, it's predominantly transfers because, as I said earlier, they're not getting high school kids, and it's hard to convince a high school kid to come here when you have all these things looming over you and you're not quite sure what's going to end up happening. So in that sense, yeah, it is a little unfair, but we heard some of the captains, who are all older guys, obviously, talking today, and, you know, they're like, hey, this is a business. When you're not going well, you got to make changes. You know, we have Kyle Soley, who is one of the best defensive players in the entire Pac-12, a senior, fifth-year senior linebacker, and this is his third head coach. You know, I mean, he was here with Todd Graham, and then now Herm Edwards, and then now Sean Aguano.
Yeah.
And so he's seen everything that has happened over these last 5-6 years. And it's just kind of how the program's been.
Jake Anderson joining us from ArizonaSports.com. You can read his byline there. Talking, of course, about the Sun Devils this weekend in Utah facing off against them. Tall task for getting all the pieces put back together in Tempe and for Arizona State and Utah coming into town this weekend. And we were talking with one of the Utah players this week, and they just said, look, football's unforgiving. There's no time to wait around, and they're just going to go straight at Arizona State. They're looking for a conference championship. So it should be a good one this weekend for Utah, at least. I think they're looking forward to it. So, Jake, we appreciate you joining us, and we'll chat with you again, man.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, guys.
There you go. Jake Anderson. ArizonaSports.com.
See, you just don't know what Arizona State team's going to show up.
You know, I told you, I think what happens in situations like this, they are fired up.
Yeah.
But Will can get, like, you can get depressed real quick after a situation like this. Like, first quarter, everything starts to fall apart, and then the morale goes even further down for these players. It's really hard to fake that energy and get up for an interim head coach who is the running backs coach and just coached high school most recently as his last head coaching gig. And, you know, this is supposed to be a big-time program. Why can't Arizona State make it freaking work? I don't know. This is one of those places that it would be easy to recruit to. It would be, you know, an exciting place for a kid to come play. You should be contending every year in the Pac-12. And they were kind of almost getting there. And just got derailed by breaking the rules, man. That's what did it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take the break here. We'll come back. We've got more to go here on the program. We've got our What Are the Odds around the corner. Stay with us on the program. Davis Vision, their fall LASIK sale going on right now. Get rid of those contacts and glasses. Save $1,000. Davis Vision offers routine eye exams, full-service optical center with prescription glasses, frames, contacts, full line of sunglasses as well. DavisVisionMD.com is the website. We'll take the break. We'll come back. More to go. We are at the Dish Pros right here in Midvale. Come down and see us. Hang out. We've got great deals to be had across the board. Enter to win some BYU tickets on top of the fact that we're giving away a lot of good stuff, some Jazz gear right here in town. So stay right here with us. Unrivaled 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made.
In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.